9/11 has clearly changed the lives of people who live in the New York City area, but in many cases, it's also changed the landscape well beyond Ground Zero. Whether it's a 9/11 memorial, a garden, or a view, that takes on a whole new meaning. We've been checking in with our WNYC colleagues today to see how New Yorkers are marking 15 years since the terrorist attacks. We start with WNYC's Sean Bowditch at a 9/11 memorial in Huntington on Long Island.
The memorial here is tucked into a park that's just off the downtown. It's a simple monument, but nonetheless pretty dramatic. A long dirt path leads to a small waterfall that's built of these massive sheets of rusted metal. And the path itself is lined with tall metal girders. And as you walk past them, there's this sensation that they're looming over you. At the far end, there's a plaque bearing the names of the 43 people from Huntington who lost their lives in the attack. Someone has placed a row of stones on top of the plaque as if to punctuate their memory. On this day, a small group gathers to take part in a Buddhist meditation. The message is one of compassion and understanding, but also one of connection, connecting to each other and the community, and connecting to and celebrating who the victims were in life.
I'm Bridget Bergen in Rockaway. I'm at the 9/11 Tribute Park, which sits on the bay in 116th Street with a brilliant view of Manhattan. It's a spot where you could see the Twin Towers and where many people in the community came when the tragedy was unfolding. This community suffered one of the most concentrated losses of any part of the city. It's home to many firefighters and police officers. People are sitting quietly on benches that face the city. There's a mosaic centerpiece made of tile in blue and white that forms a star. People have left long-stem red roses around the edge. In the center, it's inscribed with the words, "We will never forget our loved ones who died in the World Trade Center and our heroes who sought to save them." September 11th, 2001, Rockaway will always remember.
This is Fred Mogul out in Coney Island. It's overcast, but still very sunny out here, and people are walking up and down the boardwalk and lying out on the beach, as they always do when the weather is nice. Many people I talked to said they actually hadn't been thinking about September 11th until I mentioned it to them, and they were glad to be reminded, while others said, yeah, it was on their mind a bit. In fact, one couple, Eileen and Zachary Grumet from Queens, said they always think about it. Their own daughter's birthday is September 11th. On the other hand, they have a good friend who did lose a son, and they always think about him. They always make an effort to watch the memorial service on TV in the morning. But they did that today and decided, well, it's time to go out, enjoy the sunshine, and take in the ocean breeze.
I'm Karen Rouse at Overpeck Park in Leonia, New Jersey, where two tall structures form a mini World Trade Center memorial. Overpeck Park is a popular place to find locals power walking, playing with their dogs, and kids bike riding. I found Andrew Harari standing at the memorial alone, reading the names chiseled into the two tall granite structures. They were the names of people from Bergen County who died. 15 years ago, he lived in Lower Manhattan. Today, he says, feels like an emotional landslide. As a cool breeze shook the row of trees encircling the memorial, Harari turned to look at some children riding bikes nearby. He said he hopes they understand what we lost that day. The worst thing, Harari says, would be for people to forget.
I'm Matthew Sherman in Croton-on-Hudson, where there is a small but elegant memorial at the end of the riverfront bike path, 40 miles straight up the Hudson from the World Trade Center. In fact, the planes flew right past the spot, southwards, the morning of the attacks. A rusted, twisted girder from the Twin Towers sticks up into the air at an angle. The shadow it casts falls onto a sundial on the plaza below. The place is so remote, it's not accessible by car. The 100 or so people who attended the 15th anniversary ceremony walked here, or took a shuttle bus. They listened to the names of the 8 townspeople who died from the attacks as the river flowed by behind them.
I'm Julianne Welby in Inwood at the northern tip of Manhattan. I'm standing in a lush green garden full of trees and flowers, beautiful walkways. It's called Bruce's Garden. It's named after Port Authority officer Bruce Reynolds, who died at the World Trade Center. Bruce grew up here in Inwood, and he developed his horticultural skills right here in this location. And nowadays, 15 years after the terrorist attacks, it's a place of tranquility for scores of his Inwood neighbors, not just on September 11th, but year-round, when you might see a group meditation or hear a concert or see children at play.
This is Kari Pitkin, the senior producer of Radio Rookies. On September 11th, 2001, just after 10 a.m., I crossed over the Brooklyn Bridge, walking against frantic crowds through clouds of dust into Lower Manhattan to get to WNYC, where I was a producer in the newsroom. 15 years later, I have a history-loving six-year-old son. He's particularly interested in battles and war, Pearl Harbor, D-Day. This morning, my son heard the radio plane in the kitchen and asked me, "So the firefighter died when the building collapsed?" "Yes," I answered, and braced for more questions. No more questions came, and I was relieved. 15 years is complicated, distant enough to be history, yet still sufficiently recent to feel present. I knew the events of 9/11 would attract him like those of World War II, but there'd be no cushion of distance to soften the violence, mayhem, and tragedy. I'm not afraid to have difficult conversations with my kids. I've already had plenty. But this is history I witnessed and have cried many tears over. There are a lot of horrible questions I wouldn't be able to answer honestly without making him worry he's unsafe.
That's WNYC's Kari Pitkin. We also heard reflections on 9/11 from around the region from Julianne Welby, Matthew Sherman, Karen Rouse, Fred Mogul, Bridget Bergen, and Sean Bowditch. Later this evening, people from around the region, from Connecticut to Long Island to New Jersey and within the five boroughs, should all be able to see what's become a traditional memorial at the World Trade Center, the Tribute in Light, where two blue beams of light reach into the sky in honor of the lives we lost 15 years ago today.